In this bulletin, the opposition still ahead in the latest federal political poll, but the government is narrowing the gap. Ukraine says it has evidence of Russian war crimes. And in sport, Carlos Alcaraz becomes the youngest ever winner of the tennis's Miami Masters. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. The latest major federal political opinion poll has the opposition still in front, but the government closing the gap. In the news poll of around 1,500 people conducted by the Australian newspaper, the Labor Party has fallen 3 percentage points to 38%. The coalition has improved to 1 percentage point to 36%. In the two-party preferred polling, Labor still leads the coalition. However, Scott Morrison is ahead of Labor leader Anthony Albanese for preferred Prime Minister. The federal election is expected to be called this week. There's speculation it may be held by May the 21st at the latest. Ukraine is demanding new sanctions on Russia from major Western powers. The mayor of the town Bucha, 37 kilometres from the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, says there has been a massacre of 300 of its residents by Russian forces. There's been condemnation from across Europe in the wake of the report. The Russian government denies the allegations, but Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says international war crime investigators should visit the area to collect evidence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's actions now are as a result of Western powers being too soft on Russia in recent years. He's singled out former German Chancellor Angela Merkel and former French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
I invite Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Sarkozy to visit Bucha and see what their policy of concessions towards Russia has led to in 14 years. See with your own eyes the tortured Ukrainians and Ukrainian women.
The New South Wales Health Services Union says no progress is being made on a new deal between health workers and the New South Wales government. Health workers will strike on Thursday for hours at major metropolitan hospitals and 2 hours at regional hospitals. Under New South Wales's wages cap, public sector pay increases cannot exceed 2.5%, but the union says this won't suffice, with inflation currently at 3.5%. Overseas, and 6 people have been killed and another 10 injured in a shooting in the US city of Sacramento. The shooting occurred in the early hours of the morning in the Californian capital, near the Golden One Center, a venue for basketball games and concerts. Police say they are still searching for suspects, with no one in custody. Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg says tougher gun control laws are needed.
This morning, our city has a broken heart. This is a senseless and unacceptable tragedy, and I emphasize the word unacceptable. Thoughts and prayers, of course, are appropriate for the victims and their families and the people who are still who are fighting for their lives now in the hospital. But thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough.
Protesters have defied a curfew to demonstrate against the government of Sri Lanka on the streets of the nation's capital, Colombo. Sri Lanka's president declared a state of emergency last week amid growing unrest. The nation is battling inflation, shortages of essential goods, and rolling power cuts. Critics of the government say the crisis has been caused by the economic mismanagement by successive governments. One protester, university student Anjali Wadarugala, says people from many different walks of life are coming together to demand the ousting of the government.
This government, we do not want them anymore. They have had years and years to show us that they could do change, but there was nothing. Situation has just gotten worse by the day. So today, the groups that came here, it wasn't a planned sort of thing. Everyone just joined on the way, leaving aside their differences, their class, their ethnicities, their religions, everything. They came together because we really need a change. We are stripped off of our basic rights, our right to fuel, our right to energy. We don't have power for almost 16 hours a day now.
And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest ever winner of the Miami Masters. The Spanish 18-year-old has beaten Norwegian Casper Ruud in the final 7-5, 7-6. It continues a rapid rise for Alcaraz, who was not even ranked in the top world 100 this time last year. He'll be ranked 11th after this triumph. He won a tournament in Rio de Janeiro in February and made the quarterfinals of the US Open last year. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy, 27 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 24. Melbourne, cloudy, 21 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21 degrees also. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 26 degrees. Brisbane, possible morning shower, 29. Cairns, a possible shower and 32 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.